This week is National Police Week, and if you ever wanted to bring the police department fresh-baked donuts, this is your time to shine. Marshalltown Police Chief Chris Jones thanks the community for always showing support.
The community is always very generous to us during this week, and it's always a good time to kind of reflect on all of those wonderful staff members and officers that have worked for the Marshalltown Police Department and Marshall County Law Enforcement throughout all these.
Chief Jones says while it is National Police Week, there is no formal event planned for the week.
What we end up doing is just making sure and taking in all the generosity that the community has to offer during the week.
This year, National Police Week does not align with the Marshalltown City Council meeting, but the Marshalltown Police Department plans to announce their Officer of the Year at the Monday, May 11th City Council meeting. Iowa Broadcasting Hall of Famer and former KFJB General Manager John Reardon has passed away at the age of 90. Reardon took over as General Manager of KFJB in 1989, but in 1987, he was part of the team that decided to switch to oldies on KFJB and kick off Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1.
Bob Holton had a background in oldies and country, and we said, you know, this format isn't going anywhere, so we changed at the same time we changed to oldies in June of 87, and we started with a one-person morning show in country on FM.
Reardon spent 14 years working in Marshalltown and 30 years working in Ottumwa, all with radio stations. He left KFJB and Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1 in 2001. Then in 2002, KFJB switched from oldies to news talk radio and eventually added on the 93.9 FM frequency. The April 4th burglary in downtown Marshalltown now has one of the two suspects in custody. Sunday night, Douglas Allen Baker, age 54, from Des Moines, turned himself in at the Marshall County Jail. A warrant is still out for his suspected accomplice, Dwayne Edward Rowley, also of Des Moines. Baker has been charged with first-degree theft, a Class C felony, third-degree burglary, second-degree criminal mischief, both Class D felonies, possession of burglar tools, and driving while barred. Both are aggravated misdemeanors. As of Monday, Baker was being held in the Marshall County Jail on a $24,000 cash-only bond. His preliminary hearing has been scheduled for 9:30 a.m. on May 14th. This week is Teacher Appreciation Week, and the Marshalltown Community School District had students write notes for teachers. Those notes are on display in about 75 businesses across Marshalltown. Director of Education Services, Dr. Shauna Smith, thanks the businesses who make those notes visible.
And then after Teacher Appreciation Week is over, we collect them, sort them, and then we give them back to the teachers that they're written to. So it's a really special time for us.
Dr. Smith started her education career by teaching sixth grade at GMG and also within the Marshalltown Community School District.
I still have connections to some of those kids. Some of them are working in our district, and it's just really special to get to see them. And they'll call me Mrs. Smith. And there's just some sort of a ring that makes that special because you know that you had a connection with them when you were teaching in the classroom.
Teachers have big impact on students' lives every single day and shape that next generation to be the best that they can be. Shout out to all the teachers this week. Iowa farmers took advantage of the dry weather this past week to get a lot of the planting done. The USDA report shows soybean planting more than doubled last week, reaching 27%, compared to only 11% the previous week. Soybean planting is 9% behind what had been planted at this time in 2025. The amount of corn planted was just short of doubling what was in the ground last week, going from 22 to 42%. Corn planting is just 5% behind last year's pace. Some Iowa hospitals and clinics report dramatic increases in admissions due to accidents with e-bikes and e-scooters. In many cases, the injuries are attributed to the lack of safety equipment or lack of practice on the devices. Kelly Hilzebeck, Trauma Injury Prevention Coordinator at Amplify Health by Gunderson, says the sharp rise in the people of all ages getting hurt is unfortunate, especially since most of the accidents are preventable.
A lot of these riders of e-bikes and e-scooters are not wearing helmets, and a lot of the injuries are occurring from, you know, losing control. The most important thing that riders can do is to make sure that they're wearing a helmet, you know, every ride, no matter what age they are.
A survey of data from the past year across all the healthcare companies' facilities found 53% of e-bike and e-scooter riders who were hurt were not wearing helmets, while 73% of their crashes were due to the rider losing control. Hilsebeck says bikes and scooters can be hard for a motorist to spot, especially if it's nighttime and the riders aren't using lights, but they can also be dangerous during daylight.
Make sure that you kind of adopt the assumption that others can't see you. So it's very important to stay visible and ride predictably. These devices move quickly and they're quiet. Follow the rules of the road. You know, slow down in busy areas. Stop at stop signs. You know, use hand signals for turning.
In addition to wearing a helmet and riding sensibly, she says it's extremely important that e-bike and scooter users know how to operate the device before hopping on and taking off.
Avoid distractions. We don't want you on your cell phone when you're riding these devices, and we don't want your headphones in. We just want you aware of your surroundings as best as possible.
One regional hospital reports an 800% increase in e-bike injury admissions since 2023, while e-scooter admissions were up 80%. The Iowa Supreme Court rules the results of a school bond election in Highland will stand, even though some voters didn't live in the district. The election issued centered on Ainsworth, where 70 voters who were not registered in the Highland district were given the wrong ballots and voted on the bond issue. The ballot situation was later corrected, and the $15 million issue passed by 1.3%. The election was contested for illegal votes, but the Washington County Election Contest Board upheld the results, saying those contesting the vote did not include the names of those who voted illegally. The Iowa Supreme Court ruling says democracy requires courts to follow the statutes enacted, and it is an ambiguous requirement that contestants provide the names of voters who allegedly cast illegal votes and they failed to do so. A bill to require the installation of passive radon mitigation systems in every home or duplex built in Iowa awaits the governor's signature. Senator Scott Webster of Bettendorf is a home builder.
This is done by many home builders. It's a pretty simple system. Most people already do it. It costs about $400 to $500, at least in eastern Iowa. It actually helps make it less expensive if you do have the radon to put the fan in later.
Contractors install a pipe in the foundation of the home to vent the radon out of the home. The bill requires state and local building codes to be updated with this new requirement. Coming up, we're going to hear about the Central Iowa Waterworks leaders talking about the potential of cutting back water usage. It's 1209.
With so much financial uncertainty, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Bruce Weirin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek. It's a new beginning. Stop by our office at 16 East Main Street in Marshalltown. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
At 1210, we are currently at 55 degrees. Back to our newsroom with Zach Tomish.
Central Iowa Waterworks leaders are already calling on users to voluntarily limit their water usage as summer approaches. The organization's executive director, Tammy Madsen, says data indicates another lawn watering ban is likely this summer unless Iowans better conserve their water now.
I want to be clear, we are not yet implementing the water use plan, though those steps will be likely if current conditions persist. We are here today to ask the public to use water wisely.
There is plenty of water in the sources used for water, but the issue is whether the nitrate removal plant run by the Des Moines Waterworks can keep up. That's the largest nitrate removal plant in the world. Waterworks CEO Amy Kaler says nitrate concentrates are typically elevated in late April through late July, but this year is different.
We've had an unusual year this year nitrate concentrations have been elevated really since January. We have been fighting high nitrates all winter long.
They ask that customers start taking measures now to limit water usage. Here in Marshalltown, we get our water from the Marshalltown Water Works. Central College in Pella is expanding its online course offerings to community members, giving them a chance to pursue classes outside of a degree program. People can enroll as a guest student. Leslie Dunick, Central's Dean of Undergraduate Education, says that can include professionals looking to build skills or people who want to pick up a topic of interest. Some courses have been offered to the community in the past, but Dunick says offering them online means more classes will be available. Two sessions will be available throughout this summer, along with the session over winter break. The guest students will receive Central credit on an official transcript.